Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time, David Dolan comes to the broadcast table with his Middle East news update. This report includes information on Prime Minister Netanyahu's trip to Moscow to brief Russian President Vladimir Putin on the Trump Middle East peace plan. It also details the Palestinian-led riots at the Gaza border with Israel and on the Temple Mount in order to reject the Trump peace plan. We'll get details on how Israelis are opposed to a two-state solution, and David will give us information behind President Trump's pushing Prime Minister Netanyahu to expand Israel's borders to the borders that are called for in the biblical book of Deuteronomy. That's all ahead right here when David Dolan comes to the broadcast table at Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. If you'll go to my website, prophecytoday.com, and then go to the bookstore, you'll see that I have a DVD documentary that will help you understand why all of this conflict is going on in the state of Israel. It's entitled, Israel, a Land of Conflict. This will be key to your understanding of how this conflict has been going on for thousands of years and will continue until the Messiah returns to the earth and the Lord deals with the Palestinian people. They will be destroyed as if they had never been. But meanwhile, the conflict will continue in the Jewish state of Israel. That's what my documentary reveals. It'll be a great study for you. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, then go to the Prophecy Bookstore and make your purchase of Israel, a Land of Conflict. Well, as promised, we're going to get a Middle East news update from David Dolan. David is the man who has been a journalist for over 35 years in the Jerusalem area, in fact, in a key region of our world. And David, let me just start with this. Prime Minister Netanyahu, right after receiving the presentation of the Middle East peace plan from Donald Trump there at the White House, he flew to Moscow to meet with Vladimir Putin to explain the U.S. Middle East peace plan to him. Why was that the case? Why did he believe he had to go to Moscow to talk to Putin? Was it because the Palestinians want Putin at the negotiating table? What's the reason, you believe?
Well, Jimmy, that is certainly a big part of the reason that he flew to Moscow, because the Palestinians are basically saying, as we discussed last week, that they want Russia to take this on, not the United States. They don't trust the U.S. as a honest broker. In fact, the PA leader said that he totally rejected 1,000 no's, is what he said, this peace plan. That's Mahmoud Abbas, the PA leader. And he said that they will possibly stop all security cooperation with Israel, with Israeli forces, if Israel implements any part of this deal. And we're already hearing that Prime Minister Netanyahu plans to annex the Jerusalem suburb of Maale Adumim, one of the largest suburbs due east of the Mount of Olives, and the old city just about 3 miles east of there. There's a tunnel, as you know, that goes under the Mount of Olives to it. He wants to annex that right away and start the other annexation processes. And the Palestinians say, that's it. If you do that, we're finished. So to have as much international support for the peace plan as possible is obviously in Israel's favor, and particularly if it's Russia, because, again, that's the country that the Palestinians want to run to intervene in this. It does show that Israel considers Russia one of its most important, well, let's say, interlocutors. They're not really an ally anymore, but the personal relationship between Netanyahu and Putin remains strong. They know that if anybody can scuttle it in a military way or support Iran and Syria and others that may want to do that, of course, the Iranian leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, this week blasted the peace plan completely, calling it out of Satan's womb, and we must do everything we can to prevent it. So, you know, they could attack Israel, and they would not want to see Russia actively backing that. So that's another reason. Plus, there was an Israeli backpacker, a female, that was arrested in Russia carrying drugs, and there was a demand for her to be released and brought back to Israel. The prime minister was able to secure her release, and that was an important development for him as the elections loom in just over a month, because the Russian vote in Israel is crucial to who's going to be the next prime minister of Israel, whether Netanyahu will continue in that role or not. And so that was something the Russian-speaking community in Israel was wanting to see, and he brought back this young woman on his plane to Jerusalem.
If you'll go to my website, prophecytoday.com, and then go to the bookstore, you'll see that I have a DVD documentary that will help you understand why all of this conflict is going on in the state of Israel. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore and make your purchase of Israel a Land of Conflict. David, in light of the fact that the Palestinians have already rejected the plan, basically without even reading the plan or knowing what's in it, the police were beefed up there on the Temple Mount because the Palestinians threatened violence up there. And also, what happened at the Gaza Strip? Was that pretty quiet, or did they get violent down there on Friday?
No, Jimmy, actually all week the Gaza sector, as they call it, has been heating up. Last week the Palestinians resumed their balloon bombs. That had been suspended for over a year, but incendiary devices, explosive devices attached to mostly hot air balloons floating over the border, a number of those landed in Israel. And then they resumed rocket and mortar attacks during the middle of the week, Jimmy, on Wednesday. Friday, during the weekly protest sessions they have along the border, there were a number of Palestinian mortar shells fired into Israel. The Israelis responded by striking six Hamas positions throughout the Gaza Strip and said they're not going to tolerate an escalation of violence, but it has been heating up. Of course, the Islamic Jihad, one of their top clerical leaders in the Gaza Strip, called for renewed jihad against Israel, and for the first time that I've heard, Jimmy, called for chemical attacks to be launched not only against Jews in Israel, but against Jews around the world. He said all of our friends around the world, our partners, need to get ready to attack Jews wherever they are with deadly chemicals. So that's a new one. And then there was some rioting up on the Temple Mount on Friday as the weekly prayers were taking place there amongst the Muslims. The police had to be called up. And that was after severe restrictions on who could even go up there were put in place. And, of course, as we discussed last week, Israeli security is continued to be beefed up in the Jordan Valley, in Judea and Samaria. They've brought in extra weaponry. Extra soldiers have been recruited. They've canceled some training exercises so they can be free for activity. So we are expecting more of a violent response from the Palestinians to continue.
This is a very side issue that I want to bring to your attention, but I was reading where President Trump is endeavoring to push Netanyahu to expand the biblical borders of Israel as commanded in Deuteronomy. I see the Sanhedrin making that statement, a very interesting reality of what could be happening in preparation for fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Well, we know that President Trump hasn't been for long what we would call an evangelical Christian or something like that. He's a Presbyterian and has been mostly just attending that sort of a service where Israel hasn't been part of the equation. However, Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Pompeo, are both strong evangelical Christians who, I believe, from listening to them, have a strong biblical understanding of Israel's borders and the promises that the prophets revealed that the Jews would be returned to not only Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and Haifa, but the hills and mountains of Judea and Samaria. So that's where they're at. So that may well have played a part in this. But as I said last week, it's also just, in the case of President Trump, a recognition of what the reality is on the ground. There's no way any Israeli leader is going to be able to evacuate nearly a million, quote, settlers from their homes in eastern Jerusalem and the communities, the over 200 communities spread throughout Judea and Samaria and the Jordan Valley. It's just not going to be possible without massive internal upheaval. And the Palestinians, according to the plan, can stay where they are, and they're going to be given extra land around south of the Gaza Strip, Israeli-controlled territory now that will be turned over to them. So they'll have an equal amount of land to what they've been demanding in Judea and Samaria. But, you know, it's a realistic program. But, Jimmy, again, that religious core, that Islamic core that rejects any Jewish presence, any Jewish state, is very, very strong. One thing this is doing, ironically, it's bringing unity, Jimmy, in Israel and amongst the Palestinians. We're seeing the PA and Hamas talking again on the same page in opposition to this plan completely. And we see Benny Gantz, of all people, the opposition leader in Israel, going to introduce Trump's program to the Knesset next week. He's going to table it and is supporting it. So he and Netanyahu are on the same page on this. Essentially, there's some minor differences, but that's about the only result we've seen that is different from what we expected. It's bringing unity internally to these two sides.
And ultimately, the Bible does tell us that those demands in Deuteronomy, the land covenant there, will be fulfilled, and Israel, the Jewish people, will have all the land that God has promised them. We have about 15 seconds, David. Opposition from the Israelis on a two-state solution. Will that happen, or will that be a factor that may not let this peace plan succeed?
Oh, Jimmy, the plan won't go all the way, I don't think, anyway. But it opens the door, after 4 years, especially for Israel, to completely annex all of its communities without opposition from the United States. But, of course, that's depending on President Trump remaining in power as well. If Bernie Sanders comes in or some Democrat that's not nearly as favorable to Israel, then the whole plan may be dropped. But it opens the door at least for the annexation of some of those communities, and that is important. But there will be opposition remaining in Israel for any Palestinian state, no doubt about it. And that will remain until the end. And amongst the Palestinians, opposition to any state of Israel being there at all. Those are just two bedrock things that won't change.
David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East for us, he's been doing that for 35 years. That's why we go to him on a weekly basis, for his insight, input as to what is going on in that important region of the world. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.
Great information from David Dolan in his Middle East News update. How interesting is the fact that the American president is pushing the Israeli prime minister to expand its borders to what the Bible calls for? However, when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, that's the land conflict, this passage is only part of the land that the Bible calls for the Jewish nation. There are actually 38 passages in God's Word that reveals what God has promised the Jewish people, which is 10 times what they have today in the land of Israel. All of these prophecies reveal true biblical borders that the Jews will have in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. If you'll go to my website, prophecytoday.com, and then go to the bookstore, you'll see that I have a DVD documentary that will help you understand why all of this conflict is going on in the state of Israel. It's entitled, Israel, a Land of Conflict. This will be key to your understanding of how this conflict has been going on for thousands of years and will continue until the Messiah returns to the earth and the Lord deals with the Palestinian people. They will be destroyed as if they had never been. But meanwhile, the conflict will continue in the Jewish state of Israel. That's what my documentary reveals. It'll be a great study for you. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, then go to the Prophecy Bookstore and make your purchase of Israel, a Land of Conflict. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.